Standing at a windy spot in downtown Eau Claire near the Chippewa and Eau Claire River confluence, opponents made their case that Xcel Energy should take a lower Chippewa River area off their list of three proposed Midwest sites. Sean Hartnett is a geography professor and member of the Chippewa Valley Sustainable Energy Association.
Our big concern here is that their plans for the Tyrone site, less than 20 miles from here, involves big coal. The 750 megawatt plant would be the largest coal plant in western Wisconsin.
Hartnett said Xcel has been a leader in environmental sensitivity, but not if it builds a power plant in this ecologically nurtured region.
The DNR has spent millions of our tax dollars acquiring thousands of acres of land down there, and there's one big piece of land missing from this puzzle, and that's the 4,000 acres that Xcel is going to put in.
But Governor Jim Doyle countered there's enough oversight in the state to protect the environment. In fact, he says the state is way behind in power generation.
For some reason, prior administrations just let us get way behind in our needs. Now, what's the right mix of coal and gas and what the locations and all of that is really a process that's to be worked out very independently in the Public Service Commission and the Department of Natural Resources.
But members of the Sustainable Energy Association express doubt and say they'll continue raising health and environmental concerns from burning coal. Meanwhile, Northern States Power, now a part of Xcel Energy, acquired this land a long time ago through eminent domain. Plans for a nuclear power plant at that time were scuttled. Now Xcel is expected to decide later this summer whether to build in Wisconsin, South Dakota, or Minnesota. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.